Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability. The SEO Queen.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through leveraging search engine optimization and technology. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, professionals, small and mid-sized businesses, and we are aired on the Bashani Radio Network, iHeartRadio, and iTunes Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. The SEO Queen Tech Show, where we help you to get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through leveraging search engine optimization, website design, mobile app development, reputation management, and technological innovation. Please follow us online at SEOQueen.com and on all social networks at the SEO Queen. Please pull out your phones and follow us on Instagram at the SEO Queen. So this podcast episode is very special to me because it is the first episode of the SEO Queen Tech Show, and I am just thrilled and excited to introduce to some and present to others my next guest. She is a public relations guru. Her clients have been covered in major publications and platforms such as CNBC, Fortune, Forbes, and more. She is quite amazing, and I'm sure you're going to hear more from her as time goes on. And I want to introduce to some and present to us none other than Annika Jackson. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be your first guest on your new show.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this new venture, and I'm so excited to have you here because there's just so much going on in the world of tech now. And I have quite a few questions for you, Annika. Are
Great.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, so I wanted to know, what inspired you to pursue a career in public relations?
Oh, that's a very long-winded answer. What inspired me to pursue PR? I had always been interested in getting people together, helping elevate people, create collaborative projects. And the way I did that when I was younger was through throwing events, producing events, marketing. I parlayed that through many cities throughout the United States and many iterations of being a club promoter, promoting DJs, working in the magazine world, not on the PR side, working with publicists for the projects, but really sticking to marketing, sales, consumer facing, and towards advertisers. But I was really drawn to the PR side when I decided to leave a magazine publisher in San Francisco after being with them 7 years and go out on my own. And I partnered with a friend who was a PR person. And really, it's so integrated, everything that you do within marketing, branding, events, PR, you have to have all pieces together. And so I had other business ventures, but I always did a little bit of marketing, a little bit of PR for specific clients, but I kind of kept it on the DL. And then when I moved back to Los Angeles from Houston, actually only in 2019, I realized that PR was absolutely what I needed to pursue, that that was the best way for me to help people get their message out about themselves, about their products, about their passion, about their mission, about how they're helping change the world through what they're doing. So it was a long road, but I finally got here and I'm loving every minute.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're really doing some amazing work. And so you've decided after, you know, everything that you've experienced, you know, in the magazine world and the club promotions, event production sphere. So what is your business case for PR? Because I know there's a lot of business owners listening to this podcast, and what would you say to them to encourage them to take PR much more seriously?
Yeah. So during this pandemic, a lot of people have actually been, it's a mixed bag. There are a lot of people who are not putting money into marketing and PR anymore. And then there are people who are realizing how important it is. The people who realize how important it is are the people who are seeing the difference in their brand positioning and in the results that they're getting. So, for instance, we are able to track and do case studies on different clients and how having a PR strategy for their product helped them pivot during the pandemic and get their message out to an even larger audience. For instance, I was working with an author who is also a leading expert on police, you know, use of force, procedure, and wrongful conviction. And he used to be LAPD. He has a lot of experience. So he had written a book to help kind of demystify those issues and talk about what they mean and why they're important. During the beginning of the pandemic, we were getting no traction with his book because people really weren't interested in reviewing a book or bringing in an author to speak on this topic. So we thought, what else can we have him talk on? Well, we can have him speak about what's going on in the court system right now. Courts are closed. Certain people are being let out because of overcrowding and COVID concerns in the jail system. Other systems, you see that COVID's spreading rapidly through the jail system. How are people going to get a fair shake? If they're not getting a fair shake during normal times, how are they going to get a fair shake during this crazy time? So we were able to create a list of other speaking topics for him, or wearing masks, you know, privacy, security issues, how people are treated depending on what your skin tone might be, if you're wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, and have him really become an expert and use his expertise that he already had built up to talk about these kind of issues. That parlayed into a lot more speaking opportunities, into being able to get publicity, not just in the United States, but in Canada and the Virgin Islands and other places, and then even work with a graphic novel company to be an expert so that they would be fictionally accurate when they were doing fictional accounts of present day, you know, goings on. So these are things that a publicist helps you navigate. And it's for us, it's not as complex maybe because we can kind of see it. And we're always looking at the big picture. We're looking at what is your overall strategy, not just a quick one-off. Now we can do a quick one-off if somebody has an event, but it's highly recommended that if you really want your business to grow, you have to have a good mix of marketing, social media, SEO, PR, all of that working hand in hand to help your business grow.
Wow. That's such a great that's a great anecdote to see how you've been able to help your client navigate the change in the presentation mm-hmm. of the value. So my next question to you is, how has technology impacted and how do you see it impacting in the future how you're doing PR?
Technology has made, technology is so important in today's PR world, and it's made our jobs easier in some ways and harder in some ways. 20 years ago, when you would send out a press release, you would fax it over to a reporter, and then you had to get on the phone and, you know, call them to make sure they got your fax. I'm sure there are people listening who have no idea what that even means. And so,
I know what that means.
Yeah. So, but, you know, nowadays, reporters want you to email them. They don't want the phone call. They want the email. They want to be able to just check through their email, see what's important, see what's not, weed through it. Technology has helped us. When you see something a reporter's written, or if you follow them on Twitter, Twitter is a great way actually to reach out to reporters. Follow them, comment on things. If you are a business owner who wants a reporter to write about you, you can follow that reporter, start commenting back, create a relationship, right? So it's PR is a mix of strategy and relationships and a little bit of magic, because you don't know if that it's that key moment when something gets in front of a journalist that you might not realize will have a big impact, and other journalists will pick it up and want to write about your client and your client's projects. So technology has really aided in that. It's a lot easier for people to start building up their comfort level because of technology now. So if somebody is a CEO of a company, but they don't feel comfortable speaking in front of the camera, they can start doing a lot of podcasts. They can start blogging, and they can start building up their comfort and the cadence of how they talk to reporters. And that's some of the media training that we do. And that's also some of how we start a lot of our clients is, okay, let's get you on, you know, let's get you on all of these different podcasts. Let's get you out there. And then as you get more comfortable, then you build up to the bigger press, the, you know, more big name press. So technology has really changed our landscape, and it's amazing and highly valuable.
Wow. So would you say that technology has really broadened the options for PR and also made you more productive in getting your pitches out to different outlets?
Yes, it's definitely broadened the scope. It's broadened reach. It's made it easier to get it out to outlets. But at the end of the day, it's also still about the relationship. So it's much easier to get written about if you have a relationship established. If you have a reporter that likes your product, that likes your writing, that has written about one of your clients, then you can start pitching them on other clients, right? So it's very collaborative. And that's one of the other beautiful things is I see a lot more people in the PR world being collaborative, where even maybe 6 months ago, people would in different PR groups, oh, I need this resource. Okay, go look it up. Nobody wanted to share with each other. And now I think, I don't know if it's the people, the publicists that I'm surrounded by, or if it's just a shift overall, but people are willing to be more collaborative and share tools, share best resources, share the best technology tools. Because technology is a big help, but it also can be hindrance if you get overwhelmed by it. Because I know, like with social media and SEO, people get overwhelmed with, you know, we'll do a social media analysis for a client, even if we're not handling their social media.
You were saying that people get overwhelmed by the various tools?
Yes, people get overwhelmed by all the technology tools that are out there because there are so many. And people also get very overwhelmed by understanding different tools that we use. Even as part of our PR strategy, our company is kind of PR plus. So we do a lot of marketing. We do a lot of brand strategy. We provide a social media analysis. We work with the SEO queen to see if any of our clients need SEO help. We work with you to help, you know, help them understand what they have available and what they need to get on Google Page One and to make the difference in their business. So we provide those reports, but a lot of times people still don't understand, well, which scheduling tool should I use? So part of our job also is to help make those recommendations because we're testing them out ourselves and trying to see, you know.
Right. So I know as far as when it comes to social media scheduling right now, I'm using Buffer because they have a great promotion going on right now for Black-owned businesses. Yeah, that one. I think if you go to buffer.com/BLM or Black Lives Matter spelled out, I'm not exactly sure. It has more information there about that. But recommendations to your clients on technological platforms.
Yes, and I use AppSumo a lot to find good deals on different programs. So Publer. Okay. Is one that I found on AppSumo that they had a really good deal for a lifetime subscription for a fraction of the cost. And it's been a really good tool because it allows you to have up to 30 accounts at the same time, which is a lot more than a lot of the other platforms for that will help you schedule your social media.
It's called Publer?
Publer, mm-hmm. But AppSumo is the place I would go, A-P-P-S-U-M-O. And yeah.
Yeah, it has a lot of great deals.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, yeah, so we go beyond just the typical PR job. We will create graphics for our clients if they've been highlighted in a news article or on a podcast. If we don't get a graphic from the host or from the team behind that product, we create graphics for them because we know that in today's world, you have to have all of those social components. So you need to provide them with the links to the articles, with something to post on social media, maybe even with exactly what to post.
Right.
So our jobs at the same time, although technology helps a lot, our jobs have become even more complex. You know, gone are the days when you just pitch a story, you write a press release or media alert, you pitch it, and then you clip, you know, you used to actually physically clip out from the magazine or clip out from the newspaper and put it in a big book. Now that's all digital. So the digital part's fantastic, but it's there's a lot more you have to do.
Oh, wow. So this is the SEO Queen Tech Show. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you, like, what impact have you seen PR have on your clients' visibility for their websites?
That's actually funny you should ask, because we do have a tech client, Stacy Kirk. Can you give her a little shout out? She has two companies, Quality Works and Posture. And she recently launched a boot camp, the Agile Boot Camp, to help people of color learn how to do software coding. And it was a free boot camp. We had 6 weeks to get it out there and promote it and make sure she got enough applications in and interest. And it was really a way for her to, these are high paying jobs that people might not even realize are jobs that they could do. So the boot camp was to train new people how to become coders, and then essentially there's like jobs lined up for them. So we were able to track who went to the website and where all of her traffic came from. And she saw a heavy increase in traffic because of our PR efforts, because of articles that were written, media alert, press release, even amplifying it on social media. So we were able then to track exactly where all of her traffic came in and tie it back to our efforts with PR. And so that was a really beautiful thing. And I think that's going to, in tech and SEO, analytics are so important. We do, even just for a general PR plan, we do so much research, competitive analysis, background, data gathering, because all of that information is so important to make sure that you have the right message at the right time for the right audience.
Right, absolutely. So we're getting towards the end of our time together. So give me an anatomy of like the plans for PR. Say I'm, you know, Susie Q business owner, and I am considering, you know, engaging in a PR plan, mm-hmm. a PR strategy for my brand. What does that look like?
A PR strategy, it looks different depending on what overall goals are. We usually find that to really do a strategy that's going to move the needle, you need at least 6 months. It is a marathon, not a sprint. Now, there are projects that come fast and furious and have a set deadline and you just work it for that short amount of time. But for overall company branding strategy, even authors, right? For instance, we have a book campaign right now that we're starting November 1st for 3 months. And so we have a whole cadence structured out of how many press releases are going to be written, how many articles every month. The author has started a new podcast series to go in alignment with her book release. And then we know we're going to have a virtual book release. So we're already working on, okay, who are the influencers that we need to invite to that virtual release? What is that going to look like? How do we help drive pre-sales of the book and of the other tools that, you know, that accompany the book? And so, I mean, at minimum, usually we like 3 months to create a really good strategy. Typically, we will gather a lot of information. We'll get a SWOT analysis. If somebody hasn't done one themselves, we'll help them execute it. Overall branding, key messaging, strategy, because all of that then becomes key talking points, key messaging. That goes into the press releases, the media alerts, the pitches. It also provides a framework for when the client is doing an interview. They can have something written out so that they don't get off topic too much, that they have all their key points right there. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, there is so many parts to PR. And if the listeners want to delve deeper into it with you and have a conversation with you, how can they reach you online?
Yeah. So they can find me on all social media at Annika Jackson PR. That's A-N-I-K-A Jackson PR. My website is annikapr.com. And we have a new program called PR Incubator for people who want to do a 3-month boot camp with getting all of the basics of PR for their own company. If they are starting out, they want to really understand what PR means, how you use different tools. And that's going to be starting pretty soon. And that's PRIncubator.com and on all socials.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Annika. Do you have any shout outs before we end our first episode of
the show? Yeah. No, I just, you know, I love what I do. I love the team that I have. I'm so grateful to you and that we are able to partner on different projects and provide a lot of value and have a lot of fun. You know, you're my sister, you're my friend for life. So it's been an honor to be here and to help hopefully share a few little tips that people can take away. So thank you.
Well, I would like to give a shout out to you for being, I know you're so busy. You have so much going on with all your clients, but taking the time to share some valuable nuggets with our listeners, that's awesome. And I'm just really excited. I want to give a shout out to Bashani Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And to Mr. Benny Randall for taking the time to, you know, help me pivot my podcast strategy. So I'm a little nervous, but excited about this new show. And it just makes it really sweet to have my sister Annika here with me for this episode. And so, you know, we just really feel passionate about helping businesses reach their next greater and to really get more visibility to the great things that they're doing. You know, there's a lot of things happening on Main Street, and sometimes Wall Street overshadows Main Street. And so we're team Main Street here.
Yes.
And we are definitely working to help you, you know, grow and tune in next week. And we're going to be talking about SEO technology and how you can get more credibility, visibility, and profitability. And PR is a great way to invest your time, energy, and dollars to get that credibility, visibility, and profitability. So this is Z Scott, the SEO Queen, and thank you so much for listening.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability, the
The SEO Queen.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.